Hi, this is Mariah Nichols from Unpacking Disability, and I am here today with September 1st, the blog post from September 1st, 2016, from the time my brother Dana was in his coma. And I'm just reading the blog post out loud, and the blog posts are largely based on my camera roll, the things that I found on my camera from that point in time, that day in time. September 1st, 2016, and there's a photo of Mac and Moxie walking, and they're both carrying water bottles. We headed straight for the ICU as morning came on September 1st. There's a picture of us walking in the hallway towards ICU, and a big stroller with Mac climbing the stroller and Moxie sitting on her side. This was a double Bob stroller, incredibly large and incredibly useful. I put all of their snacks. Sorry, that's a really big truck passing by on the road, so I just waited for it to pass. So I was saying, that was a double Bob stroller, incredibly large and incredibly useful. I put all of their snacks, devices, games, clothing changes in that thing, and never had to worry about needing to carry them if they fell asleep. Then there's a picture of the ICU waiting room sign with an arrow pointing towards where the ICU waiting room was. The waiting room. Coming in on that day, I was starkly reminded of a time, a while past, in which I had parked my beast of a Suburban in the hospital parking lot, upper level. There was a woman near me who was struggling to get something out of her trunk. I asked her if I could help her, and as she turned to me, I could see her eyes swollen and red from tears and strain. I don't remember if she accepted my help or not. I just remember that later I saw her in the ICU, only this time with her large family, and they were all weeping, making a decision to remove life support from someone who was clearly loved. I thought of that day, I thought of where we were. Most of all, of course, I thought of Dana. There's a picture of Dana's hand with many tubes and things wrapped around it. His hands were still stained from dirt working. His hands so familiar to me. Hands that I had held as I learned to walk. Hands that I held as I needed comfort. Hands that held milk for me when I was a baby even. Hands that would throw things to me, at me. Hands that pushed me, propelled me. Hands that I used to be jealous of because he had those nice, long, elegant fingers with nice nail beds, while I got stuck with stubby, pudgy peasant ones. Hands that prayed with me. And there's a picture of my hand with a blue plastic glove on it holding Dana's hand. We had to don gowns, gloves, and masks at that point when we went in to see him. I think it had been that way for a while, but since it was all explained to me as a result of being careful about infection post-surgery, I hadn't been deeply worried then, before. But I was worried now. And there's a photo of Dana, and his beard is growing. That he was on every form of life support didn't mean as much to me as the fact that I still couldn't feel Dana. I couldn't sense him. I really didn't know what to do. So I did the only thing I could think of. Here's a photo of my three kids in front of Best Buy. I went and bought a Kindle, and I loaded it with all of Dana and my own favorite songs from growing up. I went back to the ICU and plugged it in and put it under his pillow. I'm crying as I type this. and I'm crying as I read it, because I remember feeling like I was really pulling out the big stuff, that this had to do it. It had to wake him up. I had Seals and Crofts on there, One Planet, One People Please. I had Is, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I loaded that baby up and I asked the ICU staff to please not turn it off. Please have it playing in a loop. Please. They said they would. They said it was okay. It had to work. It had to work. Please make it work. And there's a picture of my mom sitting down with her eyes closed, and Micah's next to her watching something on her iPhone, and Mac is asleep on her. And there's a photo of Moxie in front of a Japanese torii gate and sand. She's wearing a purple dress. The hospital gardens were a solace to us all. And there's a picture of Moxie jumping from a walk. Little areas for prayer, meditation, space, and silence. There's a picture of my mom holding Mac in her lap and Micah next to her on a bench in front of a mural. And a picture of an eagle flying with Moxie, jumping with her arms outstretched like an eagle from the bench. Then there's a picture of sand with Dana's name written in the sand. Thanks for joining me today. And I will be back tomorrow.